an agreement at all. This is believing in coming from the same source. It's not intelligent agreement. It's not policy. It's not that. So he made two stories to explain both sides of the coin. The first one is the king, then, of course, the knowledge, the vizier will come in, and the vizier will cover up the stuff, and goes on and on and on and on and on and on, which explains what? Explains a very simple stuff. All this fuss, for what? Did he ever talk about the problem these Christians will make in this kingdom of this Jew? No. Would they do anything negative? No. So why all this fuss, a long plan, a miserable time? Remember what happened? He started the first time out, he will explain the king. Then he will go on and on, you will see the king is always miserable. Then the vizier comes in. The vizier cuts his nose and the ears and things like that. Then he will be kicked out. He will go and live with the Christians. He will try to expand the nonsense. Then it's not enough. Then he goes to isolation, doesn't talk to everyone. Everybody will come and ask him, please come out and let us worship you. He will deny them that. You see all the complications? Because this is what happens in you when you're jealous. You think about everything. You go to some distances in analysis of this and that and that. Everything hurts you. At the end, the vizier should kill himself. And this is the essence of jealousy. By jealousy, you kill yourself with the hope to hurt other people. You kill yourself to hurt other people. And normally you're not successful, therefore you kill yourself only. The others, they don't know how jealous you are. Maybe a lot of them don't care if you're jealous of someone now. But you are. That's the main logical problem with you. That comes from logic. What logic has to do with this?
It's always comparing.
We're talking about the parrot. Superficial comparison. So whatever information you get, your intelligence wants to compare, right? Then how do you compare yourself with me? Tell me. How dare you? Okay, you look at me, and I look, quote unquote, normal to you in the rules. Okay. You forget about me being the exception in this universe. How dare you to forget your own exception to compare yourself with me? Even if I am the norm, okay, and everybody is like me, you are not. Don't you get that? No, you don't. Which one of you get it? Honestly, we don't. That's the first thing to understand. To understand that when I say I'm unique, I don't say I'm good or bad. I could be both. But before being good at bad, I am unique. Means this unique moment of existence, I share this moment, I experience this moment. That's my uniqueness. Yes?
Where do we ever get that place where we get it? Do we just get the place that we don't get?
It starts with the second one. When you get that you don't get it, then yes, you change some of these ways of getting it, then it will change, yes. But we cannot say it's like that. Because we talk about the exception, it could happen exactly the opposite. Suddenly you get it, then you understand why you wouldn't get it. Because that magic happens. You see, here we believe in rule, but we never forget the exception. No matter what rule in the exception is, exceptions comes to that. Therefore, we can always say what is not, but we cannot say what it is. That's why there is that thing. But yes, normally, there is a moment that you would understand that I don't get it. That's where it is so close to you that you could almost touch it, but you don't, because you're just knocking at the door. The door will not be opened by you. You have no right to even push the door. You just knock at the door. Who will open the door?
Ghost.
Beloved, because you're knocking the door of beloved, where else you knock? That's why you knock very quietly. You don't flap it. This is the house of beloved. That's why it was explained in that delegate from Julius Caesar. You remember from Caesar, he gave us a say, quiet. Keep quiet and wait. Then sneeze, which is out of your control, will let that caliph to be wake up. We'll come to that. Everything will be explained like this. So for a couple of weeks, we'll go through it like this. We'll see story by story, and we'll see which story is what. Next time, we go to the third story, and we study the jealousy and egocentrism, which goes hand in hand, almost two sides of one coin. Because if you're not jealous, if you don't compare yourself with the others, then you're not egocentric. If you're egocentric, you should be jealous when you see good stuff in the hand of the other people. So it's two stories in one. We'll see that next time, inshallah. Thank you. Next time, from the first and the second story, you could have some questions. That doesn't mean you will not be punished, but no promises. And for a couple of weeks, there is no Persian reading. That's good for me.